Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. Tomorrow is December the 7th, a day that shall live in infamy, when the United States was attacked by the Japanese Empire. And it was the beginning of World War II for us. And I can guarantee you that nobody in a public communist cucumber school has any idea what December 7th meant to every American in the United States and overseas. Nobody. Yeah, Pearl Harbor was a tragedy, a terrible tragedy. We weren't ready. We got caught wide open, and we lost, I think the count was 2,700 at Pearl Harbor, and they were mostly military. We lost 2,800 in New York, plus 200 unborn babies who died with their pro-life mothers. That's 3,000. The casualty count of 9-1-1 was greater than Pearl Harbor. And because of Pearl Harbor, we went to war on four continents, dropped two atomic bombs. Some people say we didn't drop enough. And we came home to build the next generation. And after 9-1-1, all we did was complain about secondhand smoke. And we made ourselves more wide open today and more vulnerable today than before 9-1-1. We are not ready for anything. And we're all going to get another lesson in 9-1-1 Part 3, thanks to Eric Holder. So you heard Eternal Father Strong to Save. I'm going to read you some of the words because it's hard to understand the chorus when they're singing. Eternal Father Strong to Save, whose arm hath bound the restless wave, who bids the mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee, and we're going to be doing a lot of crying again for those who peril on the sea. We're all upset about going to Afghanistan, and Iraq was a mistake. No, it wasn't. The first American who spilled his blood on Iraqi soil was the price that we pay for freedom today. There are 4,500 dead Americans who died and gave up their lives believing that Iraq was important and they wanted to avenge 9-1-1. And there are 100,000 wounded. Okay? And whatever the outcome is in Afghanistan, nothing short of victory should be acceptable. And they made fun of Bush. And Bush may not have had too many shining moments, but one of his shining moments was 9-1-1. When he learned in 8 minutes that he was now a wartime president. And they made fun of Bush and they called him a dummy and they wanted to know what he knew and when he knew it. And just 40 days before, the same people that called Bush a dummy and didn't know what he was doing and he was a cowboy, 48 senators and 135 Viet Congressmice voted to burn the American flag. What did they know and when did they know it? And they're still in power, stronger than ever. And Bush the dummy and cowboy, he took out Uday Akusei, overran a nation that was suspected of having nuclear weapons, and nobody could guarantee our safety. And in case you got a short memory, just go to the night of 9-1-1. Tell me how many planes were in the sky in the entire USA. And tell me who was hiding under the bed that night. You think about that. And Bush, the cowboy, hanged Saddam Hussein. Let's see how good Obama does. O Christ, whose voice the waters heard and hushed their raging at thy word, who walkst on the foaming deep and calm amidst its rage didst keep. O hear us when we cry to thee for those who peril on the sea. And you know who's in the greatest peril on the sea tonight? Those aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf. Because it's every jihadi's dream to put a Chinese silkworm missile into one of those aircraft carriers. As a matter of fact, it's their dream to put 10 silkworm missiles into an aircraft carrier and see 5,000 sailors bobbing in a burning oil slick and 80 aircraft and nuclear facilities going into the Persian Gulf. You think about that. You think very hard about that. While you worry about a blonde-haired girl in a sari holding the president's hands so her boyfriend could cut his jugular vein. You think about that, too. And see how wide open we are. Most Holy Spirit, who didst brood upon the chaos dark and rude, and bid its angry tumult cease, and give for wild confusion peace, O hear us when we cry to thee for those who peril on the sea. You better pray for our men and women overseas. And we are vulnerable. O Trinity of love and power, our brethren's shield in danger's hour, from rock and tempest, fire and foe, protect them wheresoe'er they go. Thus evermore shall rise to thee great hymns of praise from land and sea. This is from a Christian and Navy, which is now, with whose chaplains are now being muzzled by the ACLU. Which, isn't it time to take your country back? Isn't it time to get rid of all the Quislings, the 48 senators who voted to burn the flag, the 39 senators who vote to kill full-term kids exiting the Freedom Canal? They don't want to hear one baby cry. They want to kill them before they can sigh. O Christ, the Lord of hill and plain, o'er which our traffic runs amain, by mountain pass or valley low, wherever, Lord, thy brethren go, protect them by thy guardian hand from every peril on the land. Hang in there. 59,000 politically correct troops in Fort Hood, Texas, and they had to call the cops for protection. And a guy showed for work, a jihadi showed for work in his Yemeni costume and carrying two pistols. And nobody could stop him. They had to call the cops. And I served in Fort Hood, Texas. I did my basic training down there, and at the foot of my bed was my rifle, under lock and key. You think about that. O Spirit, whom the Father sends to spread abroad the firmament, O wind of heaven, by thy might, save all who dare the eagle's flight, and keep them by thy watchful care from every peril in the air. Lord, guard and guide the men who fly through the great spaces of the sky. Be with them traversing the air in darkening storms or sunshine fair. O God, protect the men who fly through lonely ways beneath the sky. Every military group related to the Navy has one of their own verses attached to this Eternal Father Strong to Save. To all Marines, both night and day, the courage, honor, strength, and skill, their land to serve, thy law fulfill, be thou the shield forevermore from every peril to the core. That was added by a Marine in 1966. Lord, stand beside the men who build and give them courage, strength, and skill. O grant them peace of heart and mind and comfort loved ones left behind. Lord, hear our prayer for all CBs, where they be, on land or sea. That was added in 1960. Never forget the Greatest Generation added under God to the Pledge of Allegiance in 1954. And the communists have been trying to remove it ever since. And if they can't get God off the dollar, they will get the dollar out of the American currency. That's what their goal is. Lord God, our power evermore, whose arm doth reach the ocean floor, dive with our men beneath the sea, traverse the depths protectively. Oh, hear us when we pray and keep them safe from peril in the deep. That was added by Dave Miller in 1965. O God, protect the women who in service faith in thee renew. O guide devoted hands of skill and bless their work within thy will. Inspire their lives that they may be examples fair on land and sea. Think about that. Creator Father, who doth show thy splendor in the ice and snow, bless those who toil in summer light and through the cold Antarctic night. As they thy frozen wonders learn, bless those who wait for their return. That was added in 1965. What, do we lose God in the 60s? Eternal Father, a king of birth, who didst create the heaven and earth, and bid the planets and the sun their own appointed orbits run. O hear us when we seek thy grace for those who soar through outer space. Eternal Father, Lord of hosts, watch o'er the men who guard our coasts. Protect them from the raging seas and give them light and life and peace. Grant them thy great throne above, the shield and shelter of thy love. Creator Father, who first breathed in us the life that we received, by power of thy breath restore the ill and men with wounds of war. Bless those who give their healing care, that life and laughter all may share. Was added in 1969 and in 1970. God, who doth still the restless foam, protect the ones we love at home. Protect that they should always be, by thine own grace, both safe and free. O Father, hear us when we pray for those we love so far away. That was added by a guy named Hugh Taylor. And when at length her course is run, her work for home and country done, of all the souls that in her sailed, let not one life in thee have failed, but hear from heaven our sailor's cry, and grant eternal life on high. Now, that's a God and country, a military. And today, in classrooms in Communist Cucumber School, you have students who refuse to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Won't even show their respect to the flag. The flag that they've been taught by communist teachers to hate. The flag of freedom. The flag that abolished slavery. The flag that gave us all a home. You think about that.
What makes my heart turn upside down and my head go spinning, round and round? It only happens when I'm with you. Will. What makes me count the days gone by and never heaves a sigh? It only happens when I'm with you. That I'm living in a wonderland that I can't seem to understand. And when the tears fall from my eyes, then I
give us your wretched yearning to be free. Isn't that what it says on the Statue of Liberty, written by Emma Lazarus? Yeah, unless they're on board the St. Louis or they are no longer in vogue Afghanis. How quick the thumb reverses direction from up to down on a media-induced mood swing from the party of death. Our great liberator has set the egg timer of defeat. The Afghani people have been auctioned off to Pakistan in the name of evacuation. Remember the St. Louis, a pact with Jewish people that no one wanted? Not the USA. Not the Cuba who promised to take them in. Not the world. So they were sent back to Germany's death camps. Someone has destroyed all the photos of the one-legged Afghani kids, old men and executed women wearing shower curtains from head to toe. Music will be gone again, as will be cell phones, computers, and TVs, and of course laughter will be forbidden, and barbers will starve. All because a crooked American politician who takes bribes disguised as champagne contributions says Hamid Karzai is a corrupt politician. Did Hamid Karzai take $450,000 large from the Vignali crime family and only return $400,000 upon getting caught? Did Hamid Karzai appoint his mistress to protect the interests of Senator Baucus? Did Hamid Karzai play footsie in the men's room at Minneapolis Airport? Did Hamid Karzai skip paying taxes on his real estate in the Dominican Republic? Did Hamid Karzai get the lowest mortgage rate in Connecticut history from his Goomba? Did old Hamid break of Freddie Mac and Fannie Frick and stay on as crook in chief? Did old Hamid bail out AIG, who used American tax money to pay off European banks? Was Hamid Karzai a client number 9A? Did Hamid make the D.C. madam disappear? Did Hamid take money to bring al-Qaeda to New York? Does Hamid Karzai have a second family in Washington, D.C., like so many of our honest American politicians? Did Hamid Karzai appoint Henry Waxman to investigate baseball steroids while the country was losing 401k money by the barrelful? Did Hamid Karzai demand a bigger plane to fly crooked politicians to Syria and lick the ankles of the master IED manufacturer in Damascus, Bashar al-Assad? Is Hamid Karzai building 10 new nuclear bomb-making facilities with Russian-Chinese help? Wasn't one of the reasons we got hit on 9-1-1 because we did not fill the Afghan void the Russians left? If you remember the Tom Hanks movie scene where he was funding the Mujahideen, the Pakistani said, "Everything must go through us." Isn't bin Laden in Pakistan? Doesn't Karzai blame Pakistan for much of his trouble? If we turn against Karzai, who will Karzai turn to? I caught the three blind mice on Marine killing NBC Sunday. Porcupine Head Gregory, Thomas Friedman of the New York Slimes, he's a New York Slimes columnist, and Bob Any Country But Mine Woodward, who got Nixon for Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, the liberal martyrs. They are lamenting the war cost, and Friedman says, put a dollar tax on every gallon of gas. My mind flashed to Friedman being held down by two housewives while the third filled him up while smoking. I'm for a 10-cent tax on gas when America takes the jihad tax off of oil and pays no more than $9.11 a barrel to the Alaska Oil Company. I was watching a book review about the end of the Civil War. 10,000 Confederates left the USA in the largest migration of that time. The author said it would only was surpassed during Nam, when Chris Matthews and Bill Clinton dodged the draft. And then they all came back on a car to pardon, and today they run the country into the ground. God help those poor Afghanis, because no one else would. Maybe we should give them our UN donation money, the 22% of all the expenses that the UN has. Maybe we should keep 12 for ourselves and give the Afghanis 10. And we can give the UN Al Gore. Are you ready for 9-1-1 Part 3? You may get it.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in CIX. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. The folks in CIX, I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that 20.
Get ready for a round of tax increases. You're going to get buried alive in tax increases. It's unbelievable. The media is now setting the pace tonight for value-added taxes, taxes on gasoline. They're going to want to raise taxes to pay off the deficit, when in effect what they should be doing is telling the government, you are not big enough not to fall. If you can't get your ass in gear, get out. And that's what's going to have to happen. If you let these people add taxes to your life, you're not going to have any life. You'll be working two jobs. Your wife will be working two jobs. And a guy will show up at the door and ask if your kid has turned 14 yet. I'm telling you, you're asking for trouble if you let these runamucks take off with the show. All of the people who don't have to pay the tolls are going to tell you that the only way that we can balance the budget is we have to increase the taxes now. No, that's not the only way. The only way the best way to do it is to cut everything. Get out the old scalpel and cut everything. And let's start looking and analyze dollar by dollar where the money is going. If they tell you they need a $10 billion for farts for the arts, then you tell them that the only thing you can do for the ballet dancers in Swan Lake is to give them used combat boots. And that's it, man. Party's over. All the grants got to go. The only grant that should be left is Ulysses S., and it should be on the money in your pocket. Enough already. Watch out for this international crap, the value-added tax. That is an international ploy. They learned that from the Europeans. It is time to balance the budget on the backs of the people who are sucking the most, who are draining us of our national assets. It is time to fire. Oh, Grant's on a 50. I didn't even know that. I thought Grant was on a 20. Yeah. That's the only grant I want to see, on a 50. I'm telling you, they're setting you up right now. That's what this weekend meeting is for. And the media is in cahoots, including Fox. They're all going to tell you this is the only way we can balance the budget. We got to raise the taxes. Anything they take, they do not give back. It's time to roll back real estate taxes. It's time to roll back all taxes. You know what? If you got a pothole, let's put a government official in there to hold the car up. It is time to pay as you go. And when they seized all tax money, and they were going to invest it in works, the first thing the guy said was, "We don't want any white construction workers." How's that? And he's in charge of something. I want to see how productive he is. I want to see how much it's costing for us to keep him afloat. And what happened to the spirit of America? We got clobbered on 911. We got knocked down, and we're still down. We haven't gotten up yet. The best we can do is accuse three SEALs of brutality, police brutality, on an Al-Qaeda terrorist by giving them a fat lip. You know what? Those SEALs should be allowed to demonstrate that fat lip on the JAG officer that's bringing the charges. They should all be able to get at least one shot at him. Just so the court knows what it looks like. Do you know the name of the three SEALs that are being indicted by the ACLU, concealed in the Pentagon? I know the name of two. One is Julio Cortas, and the other one is Matthew McCabe. And as soon as I find the third name, I'll let you know. And these are guys who dedicated themselves to protect this country, and the payback they got is that there is an ACLU lawyer who has infiltrated, has pulled a Major Hassan into the legal department of the Pentagon, and he's going to make a name for himself, and he's going to be in the Al-Qaeda Hall of Fame. And that son of a bitch should be tried for treason. naked. Remember when Obama, the man that never had a job, announced that Caterpillar was going to add 2,300 people to the work crew, and the president of Caterpillar said, "I never said that." And you know what happened, don't you? Caterpillar laid off 2,300 workers.
Do we have a song that's a tribute to the economy?
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick, mortar, and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Hey, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, and I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Hey, brother, ain't got a dime about you, have you? And once I built a tower, yes, a tower to the sun, of brick, mortar, and lime. Yes, I'm the fella built the tower, and now it's done. Hey, buddy, ain't got a dime about you, have you? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? Don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Did you see Saturday Night Live last night? The only good skit they had was Tiger Woods. And they went after the actor who played Tiger Woods today. The guy's name is Kenan Thompson. And they went after him, saying that he was out of line. Unbelievable, right? And yet they had some a schmuck in a classroom scene and wetting his pants in front of children. And that was considered comedy. And then they had the Muppets making fun of sacred Christmas carols. And they called that comedy. Saturday Night Live is on a downward spiral. The last 3 weeks have been total disasters. And the only guy that was funny was the Tiger Woods kit with Kenan Thompson, and they went after him. They went after him for making the audience laugh. Yeah, they would have changed the name to Saturday Night Macabre. Let me give you a lift.
Every day I have the blues. Every day. Every day I have the blues. When you see me worry, baby, because it's you I hate to lose. Yes, nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Oh, nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Speaking of bad luck and trouble, well, you know I've had my share. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, move on down the line. Yes, I'm gonna pack my suitcase, move on down the line. Where there ain't nobody worrying, and there ain't nobody crying. Seems to me every day, every day, every day I have the blues. Every day, every day, every day, every day I have a dream. Well, you see me worrying, baby, it's you I hate to lose. Hey, nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Baby, you know I've had my share. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, move on down the line. Hey, pack my suitcase, move on down the line. 'Cause there ain't nobody worrying, and there ain't nobody crying. I have a blues every day, every day. I have a blues, I have a blues every day. Well, if you see me worry, baby, you I hate to lose. Every day, every day, every day, every day I have a blues. When you see me worry, baby,
That's two Count Basies back to back. Of course, you recognize the last one, April in Paris. And Every Day I Got the Blues. Yeah, we could all sing that song after the next tax hike. Man, I'm telling you, they're getting ready to do us. If you let these people stay in office, you're crazy. You're not going to have a dime to your name when they get finished. People in Copenhagen will be spending your money. Unbelievable. Bantu tribesmen will have more than you have. That's the new tax song. Why not take all of me? Yeah, take my arms. I'll never use them. Yeah, give me a break, man. You have no idea what's coming. I feel sorry for students. These kids are graduating with no jobs, and they're $120,000 in debt. And if the family can't cover the VIG, the family is in hot water with the kids. It is sad. I wouldn't want to be under the pressure these young families are under today. I couldn't take it. Believe me, and I've been to the mountain at least 6 times. I've been to more mountains than Martin Luther King. I couldn't do it. What I see what this government is doing to us. It's absolutely ridiculous. They waste. They can't even get a measurement. If you knew what they waste in a minute, you would go out and buy a service revolver tomorrow and put the 3 rounds in spin and take your chances. You're in trouble. Let me give you a change of pace. Take your wallet out of your back pocket so you can shake it. Not the wallet. The government's going to shake the wallet. Yeah, pretty soon they're going to have Secret Service agents coming to the house to toss you upside down. They'll be looking in your couch for quarters. Stand by. Here comes the Tiger Woods song.
Yeah.
Here's the song that Tiger Woods sang after his wife hit him with the golf club.
You've got the magic touch. Ooh. It makes me glow so much. Ooh. It casts a spell. It rings a bell. The magic touch. Oh, when I feel your charm, it's like a false alarm. You make me thrill so much. You've got the magic touch. Touch. Here I go, really. Oh, I'm feeling the glow. Oh, but where can I go from you? I didn't know too much. I felt your touch. Ooh. And now I've learned I can return the magic touch.
Do, 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 do.
I tell you, somebody who better not stray too far from the home plate, and that's Obama. If he gets misdirected, he is going to be in trouble. You ever see the size of his wife's feet? And this guy is going to get stomped to death. You're going to see you're going to see him being pulled back in windows, calling for help. Not even the Secret Service will be able to help that guy. He's in trouble, so he better behave. And also, be careful who you choose for a bride. You know, if you marry a Jivaro princess, you may wake up one morning with a shrunken head and your body painted blue. And your lips are sewn together. And that's not good in the golfing game. You're not supposed to be able to see the inside of the whole cup. That's the great Prez Prado, and I call that little tune Brazilian Soft Shoe. I don't know what Prez calls it. And while we're on the subject of Perez's, hang in there 1 second, I just want to make sure I'm lined up. I want to give a salute to the Z people. I'm very grateful. There's two classes of people that I love very much, okay? And I've never been to the Philippines, but I love the Filipino people, and I'll tell you why. If you see the invasion of the Philippines by the Japanese, if you see any footage whatsoever, you will see Filipino natives being bayoneted in the back for giving an American a cup of water. They are very Christian people. They are the finest people in the world. And why they are not the 51st state, I'll never know, because they have done more fighting side by side with Americans than any other ally that we have. So my heart and love goes out to the Filipino people. And if I had my way, they'd be the 51st state. And then the Cuban people, I also feel sorry for, because they've been shafted so many times, it's ridiculous. Along with the Taiwanese, and Israel is next. Israel is going to get a shaft you're not going to believe. And it's going to be real sad. We are abandoning small people like Honduras, Czechoslovakia, or Poland, in the interest of greater communism. We are abandoning our true allies, and we're kissing ass on all the people that want to kill us. So, and I can't stand it when communists will take a Latino people and say that the white man is their enemy, and they throw in the Latino people with the blacks, and that's not right. We got blacks who serve in the military. We got Latino people who serve in the military. And my tribute tonight is to the Z people. The Z people, anybody whose name ends in a Z or has a Z in it, Gonzalez, Rodriguez. Do you know there are 14 Gonzalezes who have died in the Iraq war? Did you know that? And they're in the toughest outfits. They're in the Marine Corps. They're in the paratroopers. They're in the toughest outfits. They have sacrificed everything for this country. They are not Mexicanos, they are Texicanos. And the two border guards were Texicanos that were abandoned by George Bush. George Bush sold them out for pesos. And I don't forget that. And that's why we got to get rid of Republicans and Democrats. We got to put more Z people. We got to put more O people. We got to put more Vowel people in Congress and in the White House. We got to put more religious people in the House and the Senate. We got to put more Americans in the House and the Senate. We got to put less lawyers, less millionaires. And we got to put Joe the plumber. There's a guy 20 years in business in the grocery business. He's going out. He's going out because he can't make it. You know why he can't make it? Because every time he turns around, there's another city official giving him a fine. How many guys that drive trucks have to pay off fines? You know, they show up with the credit card machine, and they'll give them a $2,000 fine and a 10% discount if they pay it on the spot. Mayor Bloomingdale is the sheriff of Nottingham, and he should get a Robin Hooded instead of dressing up as Robin the Boy Wonder and telling us how he made the city safe by letting Al-Qaeda come. Yeah. It's time to get rid of all the scum. It's time to get rid of all the bloodsuckers. It's time to get rid of all the fiduciary agents. It is time to take your country back. So tonight we're saluting the Z people for their greatest sacrifices. And God bless the Filipino people. They got trouble with the Muslims right now. And I hope that they get strong. And I would love to see them as the 51st state. I bet you they would be more loyal than Hawaii.
I never cared much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow, or candlelight on the mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused the spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
That's our show, folks. Say a little prayer for the Iranian people tonight. They're going to start to demonstrate against this this nuke regime. And, of course, it's the students and the kids that are doing it, and you know they're going to get a beating. So, you know, they got a beating once for singing the Star Spangled Banner right after 9-1-1. Yeah. Talk to you. Take care.